This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our old friend, the Internal Revenue Service, the government agency voted most likely to keep making things bad for itself. There's going to be another hearing on Capitol Hill tomorrow, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, to be specific, and a hearing titled Collected and Wasted, the IRS Spending Culture and Conference Abuses, about which two things. Number one, why do they give hearings titles? And number two, they're not kidding with that spending culture line. A new Inspector General report shows that over the past 3 years, the IRS has spent almost $50 million on employee conferences, including, in at least one case, a video of IRS employees dancing as part of what appeared to be a team-building exercise. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith starts us off today.
It's called the Cupid Shuffle.
To the right, to the right. This is harder than doing an op review.
It gets worse.
Boop, boop, in the house.
That video cost about $1,600 to produce. Most team building programs start at around $5,000.
My question is always, are we deluding ourselves that they're creating some sort of net effect that they're not?
That's consultant Donna Flagg, who actually designs team building programs for a lot of Wall Street firms. She says she herself has been a victim of bad team building.
When we got back, they were still crazy, really bad managers.
Flagg says team building can build morale and help companies retain their workers. Merle Karsh is the president of Windy City Fieldhouse, one of the largest team building companies in the country. He says paying for team building is cheaper than replacing an unhappy worker.
You can do an event for $50 to $100 a person. You do a 1,000-person event for almost the cost of one employee for a year.
In 2011, companies spent more than $150 billion on employee training. Maria Devine Ogino was in charge of employee training at a large company for 10 years. She says the benefits of team building were evident in the way employees interacted when they got back.
So they were able to approach challenges and questions a little bit more comfortably.
Consultant Donna Flagg says companies are starting to use team building concepts with things like wellness plans and massage days.
Boop, boop, in the house.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.